poem published in 1818 by John Keats, an English poet, most popular of all British Romantic poets. His poems are characterized by imagery from nature that appealed to one's senses. This poem, A Thing of Beauty is a Joy Forever, has been taken from the poem titled Endymion, a Poetic Romance. The poet here tries to say that a beautiful thing is a source of endless joy. It has eternal beauty which will never fade away. And beautiful things are like shady shelter, which give us a sleep full of sweet dreams, good health, and relaxation. So in the words of the poem, a thing of beauty is a joy forever. Its loveliness increases. It will never pass into nothingness, but still will keep a bower quiet for us, and a sleep full of sweet dreams, and health and quiet breathing. Therefore, on every morrow, are we breathing? A flowery band to bind us to the earth, spite of despondence, of the inhuman dirt, of noble natures, of the gloomy days, of all the unhealthy and over-darkened ways, made for us our searching. Yes, in spite of all, some shape of beauty moves away the pall. From our dark spirits, such the sun, the moon, trees old and young, sprouting a shady boon for simple sheep, and such are daffodils with the green world they live in and clear rills, that for themselves a cooling covert made against the hot sun, the mid-forest brake, rich with a sparkling of fair musk rose blooms, and such too is the grandeur of the dooms. We have imagined for the mighty dead all lovely tales that we have heard and read, an endless fountain of immortal drink pouring unto us from the heaven's brink. Nor do we merely feel the essence for one short hour. No, even as the trees that whisper around the temple become soon dear as the temple's self, so does the moon, the passion poesy, glories infinite, haunt us till they become a cheering light. Unto our souls and bound to us so fast, that whether there be shine or gloom overcast, they always must be with us, or we die. Our attachments to this earthly things is like a flowery wreath. They trap us and bind us to the materialistic things and keep us away from eternal happiness. And as we know, this earth can be full of hatred, greed, and negativity. So according to the poet, the gloom and the sadness caused by the negativity fades away with the positive vibes of beautiful things that surround us. The poet lists out some of the beautiful things that are around us. As the saying goes, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. He says that numerous creations of God, like the sun, gives us energy. The moon's beauty. The trees that give us shade are a natural beauty around us. The various animals like the sheep that surround us make our world lively. The pretty flowers like daffodils that make the world green and lively. The flowing streams of cool water that refresh us in the hot summer season. The forests which are filled up with musk rose flowers and are beautiful to the sight of the eye. All of these things are of beauty. Also, the stories of brave soldiers who laid their lives to protect their people are beautiful and inspiring. These beautiful things are like a fountain of immortal stories, or immortality. that is bestowed upon us by God. They inspire us to live on and maintain our faith in goodness and positivity. Thank you. Today's script of this poem has been specially attributed to successcds.com. Thank you.